believe in the idea of American freedom or American justice or freedom of speech. And now they're attacking freedom of speech right out in the open. You know, whether it's John Kerry is saying that, you know, it's hard to control the narrative. Yeah, it's supposed to be hard to control the narrative in this country. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, Hillary Clinton and many others. They're all kind of just paired in the same line, as they often do. But let's say they rig it. Let's say they cheat. The important thing is that this time, more Americans than ever will feel a sense of wrongdoing. They will feel that they've been cheated. And that only multiplies through you out there in the audience. When you share the stream, when you share the content, when you cut it up, when you pass it along to your friends, when you show it to your kids, you know, you're fighting back against the Marxist indoctrination that's happening in our public schools. And despite all of their efforts, this is how resilient human beings are, and the sort of intuition of the human spirit. They have gone out of their way to isolate and manipulate and influence young people in this country through the education system. Yet still, 80% of your high school graduating boys are leaning Republican. 80% of your graduating high school seniors this year, your senior boys this year in Minnesota are leaning Republican. So much so they won't even go to the high schools anymore for voter registration initiatives. They don't want any of these young men involved in politics. They don't want any of these young men getting registered because they're not leaning their way. It's a great testament of God and God's influence and God's divine design of the human spirit and the human intuition that under all forms of brainwashing and deception from the enemy, the human spirit still has a very deep, deep gravity towards the truth. The human spirit yearns the truth the same way it yearns for freedom. And that's why all of their efforts will be for naught in the end. They will lose. The question is when. And at the same time that I have to give credit to the design of God and the human intuition, we can speed it up. We have that free will. We have that choice. We have the ability to take ourselves, to take our spirit, our determination, our commitment, and contribute to the momentum, to the course of things. God affords us that choice. And we can choose to fight for the truth, stand for the truth, stand for the things we believe in, or we can cower. And in our darkest hour in this nation, American patriots can never cower. We can never choose cowardice. We can never trade our freedom for security. Yeah, the election is going to run 14 days after November 5th. Probably not in my state. You know, that's the funny thing. They say I'm within 7 points, 6 points. When Jason Lewis, the great Jason Lewis, former radio host here in the state of Minnesota, and he was a very good man, he was 7 points behind Angie Craig and beat her. Donald Trump was 12 points behind Hillary Clinton on game day and won. You know, so the polling tells you part of the story, but it doesn't tell you everything. Obviously, we've seen time and time again that the polls have been wrong. But in my race, and it's funny, the mainstream media, all lined up in the cheap seats from the peanut gallery and said, this is going to be a not competitive. This is going to be a bloodbath. This isn't even going to be close. And that's all them preemptively baking the narrative. If there's one United States Senate race in America that they plan to call right away by fraudulent means or through fraudulent means, it's going to be mine. And I don't say that to pat myself on the back. I mean, you know, there is MAGA, there is ultra MAGA, and then there is full-blown black-pilled MAGA. And that's why a lot of these other MAGA candidates are never making an appearance on Alex Jones, let alone host, let alone put Alex Jones's face in his soundbite in their campaign launch video for United States Senate. When I first came back with a version of my campaign launch video, people said, "What are you thinking? You're gonna the Republican Party, people here in Minnesota, and the Republican Party, feckless rhinos and neocons." They said, "You can't associate yourself with Alex Jones. Yeah, you're going to scare off the independents and the suburban women and whoever else. You're going to scare off all the moderates. Here we are, 13 days out from the election, and I'm a point ahead with the independents in Minnesota. I'm ahead 1 point with the independents here in Minnesota. I'm tied in the suburbs. That tells you everything you need to know about the failure of their policy and their loss of control on the narrative. The fact that the independents in Minnesota would still accept my candidacy, despite all of the smear campaigns and media propaganda against me, it tells you just how dissatisfied and distrusting they are of their institutions of government. And rightfully so. And we all damn well need it. We need that skepticism. We're due for some healthy skepticism all across this country. The interesting part is when they actually find out who I am, when they actually have a chance to sit down and listen to me host a show here on the radical and extreme InfoWars, like the mainstream media says, you come to find out I'm not at that extreme at all. Actually, I'm pretty rational and reasonable. Our country is bankrupt. We got to close our border. We got to end the wars. I don't understand how that became controversial. It became controversial because slowly but surely, the universities and the academic elites that have these agendas that have always been widely accepted as corrosive and detrimental to the American people, these people began to send that brainwashing and that ideology, that dogma, straight down through the academic institutions. Straight down through the academic institutions, came back up and out into the mainstream media, and all of a sudden it's common culture. It's common belief. What, that the border needs to be open because of humanitarian crisis? But our number one trade and economic partner is China? They don't have a border problem there in China. They don't have a border problem in China. They don't have a border problem in Israel. You know, they don't have a border problem in Russia. So how do you account for that? How do you account for the fact that everywhere our international and national interests are entangled all over the world, these people aren't having the same issues we're having? Now it's racism and xenophobia to say that we shouldn't allow 10,000 Chinese nationals, military-age Chinese nationals, flow through our southern border? That's xenophobic? It's not xenophobic whatsoever. It's not racist. It used to be just standard practice of your average government. But when you have all the universities and you have all the mainstream media outlets willing to parrot these talking points, before you know it, the Royce Whites of the world become the crazy ones. Well, okay, I wear it with the badge of honor, but the bright and shining optimism for us is that people, regular average American citizens, who aren't radicalized, who aren't far right-wing conspiracy theorists, they're starting to call foul, too. They're starting to say, wait a second, you mean to tell me Royce is the crazy one? Alex Jones is crazy for saying we don't want unlimited amounts of undocumented immigrants in our communities? We're winning. We will win. We've already won. The question is when we exact the victory. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm proud and honored to be the guest host for this hour. Can't tell you how thankful I am for Alex's work. And you all out there in the InfoWars audience, make sure to share the stream. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the Ultimate Probiotic.